What does spring mean to you? Rebirth. Any? What else?
Flowers.
Green grass. So, I look upon spring. This is the season of creation. Sharon's message for the last couple services, and I thought using the idea of spring really reminds me of what creation was. If you were deposited here from outer space in the middle of the winter, you would say that this is a dead place. There's no leaves on the trees, there's just sticks, the ground is barren, there's no green grass. And then suddenly, things appear. And when you think about creation, it's a very good metaphor, I think, the idea that spring is really a reminder of what creation was about. What I'd like to do is read you a short story about the gift of spring. And it's more or less about an awareness and about the sort of the circle of life that to me is part of this reminder that creation exists as it starts every spring. So this is a story written by a guy named Bobby Spina. There are 100 hints of spring in the air when I took my dog outside on this fine morning. The air was warm and comforting, more so than it had been in months. It was refreshing and replenishing as I took in a deep breath under the cozy March sunshine. I snuck in a smile. This was my favorite time of the year when the weather was just right. The wind seemed to hug you back. Spring was upon us, and with that, the days are longer and warmer. The sun brighter and happier. The grass greener and fuller. And people's smiles reflected the joy that the sun brought us. Springtime comes as music to the soul and as a lullaby to rock winter into her seasonal bedchamber so she can dream of ice-kissed dreams until next November alarm clock puts her back to sleep. This new spring day came in the form of warmth and light, embracing the sense of freshness that abounds. My dog was sniffing at the fresh grazed grass, still recovering from the icy blanket that covered it during those long winter months. And overhead, a small red cardinal flitted with its scarlet wings effortlessly as it perched on the rickety branch of a delicate tree, still starting to bud as it recuperated from its winter haircut. My dog and I took a quick break on the comfortable ironwood bench beside it. And as my dog rested on a bed of grass beside me, I reclined on my back on the bench, and I treated my lungs to the fresh springtime air. I noticed something peeking out between the rocks and a crack in the sidewalk. I leaned down, and my eyes laid upon a petite little flower already in bloom. But not just any flower. It was a lone daisy that popped its head up through the ground, daintily looking about. And I wasn't exactly sure what had made it finally decide to end its long winter slumber in the state of disheartening dormancy. Perhaps it had felt the warmth of the spring sun reach down to waken it, accompanied by the occasional pitter-patter of an early spring rain. Perhaps it noticed that the ground around it wasn't trapped under a bleak, frozen carpet of ice. Perhaps it heard the cardinals chirping and singing a springtime hymn that told the world it could awaken once again. Perhaps the silent roots of a tree had whispered to it a message of safety and approval that spring was finally here. Or maybe it just sensed my presence and decided to greet me with its angel white petals and soft aroma. Whatever the reason, I was happy to see it, and I could tell it was just as happy to see me. I closed my eyes for a moment and was amazed as dozens of springtime memories mixed and mingled in my mind. It tickled my senses and helped me recollect my thoughts as I began to remember those fond memories from way back when. The fateful spring breeze and the sweet scent of the little daisy helped me transport me back to yesteryear, at a time almost seemed to have stopped around me. I was suddenly a 6-year-old, again picking flowers from my grandmother's backyard garden, arranging them on the ground in rainbow order, and then scooping them all back in my hand so I could create a bouquet for my mother when she came by to pick me up from a fun-filled spring day at my grandmother's. I could picture a smile on her face, her rosy cheeks aglow with pure happiness. And then I was 12, riding my bike down a hill with my friends and the wind whistling past my face, and I could vividly hear the blades of grass rustling between the tires of my bike. And when I reached the bottom of the hill, I sat under a tree with my friends, talking and laughing. My mother packing us peanut butter jelly sandwiches for lunch. I couldn't wait to sink my teeth into that delicacy that was as delicious and simple as the spring air around us. And I was suddenly transported to my senior year of high school on a rather mournful and melancholy weekend. It was the first rain of the season and of that year, and we hadn't seen rain since November. Everyone was adorned, but not in bright greens or cool baby blues, but in black. My brother and I held my mother close to us. It was my father's tombstone right in front of us, and with a silent daisy growing right next to it. We shared our sorrow with each other that day, for in those moments of raw pain, when it felt as if love screamed in silent anguish, that there were memories of good times that we shared, like the blossoming spring meadow. And then I was in the present. I was a young dad taking my dog for a walk and walking with my son and daughter to the near ground playground. I pushed my daughter on the swing and stood at the bottom of the slide, waiting for my son to come down so I could catch him, all on a pleasant and serene spring afternoon. The sound of their laughter made my heart soar, and the joy in their eyes put a smile on my face. And as I bathed my mind in these fond memories, I looked forward to another wonderful spring season. I eventually opened up my eyes and came to my senses. My dog was patiently sitting at my feet, carrying the little daisy in his mouth that was once stuck between the cracks of the sidewalk. And I smiled down at him and petted his head, and I knew exactly what he wanted to do, almost as if he could read my mind. We went to the cemetery, and my dog ran over to the exact spot where my father's tombstone lay. The little daisy that was growing there on the right-hand side of it was still there, still thriving, after all these years. But now was accompanied by a dozen other little daisies. Mother Nature had surely blessed this stone with the gift of springtime flowers, and I laid my little daisy right in the middle of the stone and hoped that it too would bring as much joy to my father's soul as it did to mine. We are all traveling through the passage of time in this world, and we're all strolling through three sweet seasons in our lifetime. We are all creating timeless memories every day with the ones we love, whether we know it or not. It is important to appreciate the little things in life, and may we add our own little sense of joy, love, and beauty to them. So, when you leave here today, take time to observe the miracle of spring, the circle of life. And be grateful for the gift of God, the rebirth of the earth, a sign of creation.